It is time for the drive to the close. Aaron Kennan is back with us, co-founder and CEO at Clear Harbor Asset Management, more than $650 million in assets under management. Aaron, nice to have you here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Carol. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, what do you make of the new year so far?
Well, there's been quite a bit of momentum just in that last news report. I mean, just look at the equity markets here in the U.S. and around the world. The momentum continues across the board. And Carol, I think at the end of the day, it's driven by the sort of synchronous nature of the economic expansion that we saw over the course of 17 falling through into 2018. And that's been, you know, just absolutely stellar. And we're in this sort of Goldilocks scenario, of course, where inflation remains at bay and earnings growth has been, you know, moving in the teens around the world. That momentum appears to be continuing as we move through the first quarter.
However, we may also be on the cusp of, you know, a big change in global monetary policy. And we certainly have already seen the U.S. Fed, you know, change course quietly, not aggressively, but nonetheless, it's right. a different tone. We'll have to see what happens with the ECB. But it's a different environment, potentially, that we're going to see throughout the year. How might that impact the momentum?
Well, that's a great question because the data is quite significant in that the bond purchases that we saw peaking last year, in fact, March of 2017, the G4 economies were still purchasing about $180 billion per month in U.S. dollar equivalent bond purchases, and we're running at about $50 billion today. So still a relatively easy global monetary backdrop, but in comparison to just, frankly, a handful of months ago, we have less stimulus on that side. With that said, we saw Kuroda last night, and he was extraordinarily hesitant to indicate to the market that that they were at all concerned and about ready to take their foot off the gas pedal. They're not close to the 2% growth level. I think they know that. They've learned from their reflationary experiences in the past, that is, their inability to reflate and grow their economy. And I would suspect that they'll be the last sort of last entity to pull away the punch bowl for the global markets. We're very constructive on Japan here, partially for that reason, but also because they benefit from a lot of these global growth trends that we're seeing here. In addition to that, Japan, frankly, has been quite revolutionary for Japan in how they are approaching individual investors, activism, board independence. So we're quite constructive that Japan's sort of 15% earnings growth in 17 could continue this year.
So, okay. So what is the thing that could come undone? Is it just greater inflation at this point?
Well, that's certainly a concern that I think the market is weighing. I don't think it's something that the sort of broad a likelihood of occurrence. We're not in the camp that inflation is going to rear its ugly head. Certainly, the energy component of CPI is rising, and that's playing through in the form of some of the indicators. But net of food and energy, we think inflation will remain at bay. I would argue, Carol, that the biggest concern is that we run out of skilled labor here in the United States and even parts of the global economy. We could be in a scenario where the unemployment rate could ratchet down towards 3.5%. We run out of skilled labor, and we peak ourselves out on the growth front due to that scenario.
It's funny that you say that story. There's an interesting one on the Bloomberg Terminal today, and it just talks about how banks and fintechs are dueling in a war for talent. They just talk about Europe, in this case, the financial technology startups are, you know, on a hiring mode, and they're fighting each other and everybody else who's out there, a war for talent. And we do see that happening. All right. So we've already seen wages going up, minimum wages going up too, and various companies raising wages. So is there a tipping point with that where it becomes problematic? And, you know, there's a point where, right, this is good for workers, right? They have more money in their pocket. They can spend more money. But as long as everybody can keep up and produce out the goods that are demanded by that more money being in everybody's pockets, we're okay. It's when that
comes undone. Yeah, it's sort of the escape velocity argument.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that was our thought over the last 12 months, that we would probably see more wage pressures, capping margin expansion and perhaps even earnings growth. And And we don't anticipate this to be the year. We think that businesses may run out of workers and need workers to, let's say, open up the next store next door, and mm-hmm. wages do not solve for that problem, and that could cap some growth. So we could see growth accelerate here throughout the year. It may be a 2019 story where growth peaks on the heels of a lack of labor, which is frankly sort of an interesting story.
Interesting story, and comes at an interesting time, right, when immigration, the debate over immigration in Congress almost, or it did close down, shut down the government. And that is a way of getting a pool of continually, you know, new workers if you need, and needed workers perhaps.
Yeah, and I certainly am not going to weigh in on the conversation there, but to the extent that we could have an immigration policy that was identifying pockets of economic labor opportunity and capturing people from other countries to fill those voids, that mm-hmm. would seem to be an interesting level of conversation reform, if only our elected leaders would be able to sit down and have that conversation.
So what do your friends and relatives ask you? Do they say, hey, Aaron, what's with this market? Man, should I be all in? No, seriously, because, you know, we've talked about FOMO here on Wall Street, the fear of missing out, and that certainly seems to be have that kind of feeling here.
Yeah, I think this is a moment where you want to go back to basics. You want to make sure that you remain disciplined and not let emotion get the best of you. That's what happened during the dot-com crisis, where PE multiples expanded, people were elated, and they got slaughtered. So we're really advising our clients, you know, let's make sure that we understand what your financial goals are. Let's make sure that, yes, maybe this is not a bad time to rebalance if your asset allocation has gotten away from you over the course of the last year. Or 2 years, but let's not lose the discipline. It's critical to maintain that here.
Aaron, got to run. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Aaron Kennan there.